Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. For Jennifer Lawrence, acting may just be a job, but this job has changed her whole life. Hi, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today is July 6th, and we're continuing our People article for this month. My name is Naomi, and I have been really excited to be with you for this particular article because I'm a really big fan of actress Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's very talented and a lot of fun, too. And joining me in the studio are a couple of her other fans. First of all, Catherine, welcome back.
Thank you, Naomi. It's great to be back.
And tell us why you like Jennifer Lawrence.
Like we talked about yesterday, she's just so real. I think I said she seems like someone that I could be friends with. And I appreciate that whenever I see actors and actresses. I want to admire people who I feel are real and mm-hmm. do good things.
You're not the only one who seems to want to be her friend.
That's true. I was reading online earlier this morning that there are young women around the United States who are sending in applications to be Jennifer Lawrence's new best friend. And much credit to Jennifer, she is supposedly giving personal rejection letters or responses to each girl. So good for her. I think it's great.
I think it's very fun to consider an actress, like an official position for best friend. Bill, welcome back to the studio. Would you accept applications to be your best friend?
Well, I'm just, I'm wondering if Katie, do you have that email address? I can send an application into Jennifer Lawrence.
Sure
I could be her new
best
friend.
She would appreciate that.
Yeah.
You'd have much to talk about.
No, I haven't had any applications of people wanting to be my best friend.
Oh.
But anyways, I really like Jennifer Lawrence. I really loved her in the role that she had as Tiffany in the Silver Linings Playbook. She was tough and yet vulnerable, mm-hmm. the character. And in some ways, that's the way Jennifer Lawrence is. She's confident but also very real.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and her character was real. She's real.
Mm.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about this movie, Silver Linings Playbook, yesterday, and we will talk more about it today. But one thing we didn't discuss is the title.
Yeah, the title is The Silver Linings Playbook. And normally we look at dark situations, bad times in our life, and we say, well, every cloud has a silver lining.
Right.
Means just look forward to the future. Keep in mind that something positive will come from this.
Right.
And that's really the basis of the title.
When we hear that word playbook, we often think about maybe team sports where they have kind of a way to play the game, a rule book sort of different options they can try in different situations. And so one of the main characters here, Bradley Cooper's character, he's constantly saying, okay, how can I look for the silver lining? How can I try to find a silver lining here? And so that's kind of part of the basis of the movie.
Right. And a central theme in the movie is that Bradley Cooper and his entire family, they are just such fans of American football. So the playbook is so important. It's a central part of their life.
Right.
Their life revolves around football and sports.
Yes. And, of course, Bradley Cooper is one of the hottest actors these days. I mean that in terms of his popularity. And, of course, he's a very good-looking guy as well. But for Jennifer Lawrence, who's a newcomer, to be starring right alongside someone like Bradley Cooper is also saying something. It's a strong leading pair.
That's right. She, at the time, was a little bit more of a nobody almost than Bradley Cooper. He'd
right.
been in a lot more roles that were more famous than the movies she had been in before.
Right. Now, we talked yesterday about how we think that Jennifer Lawrence is quite similar to Tiffany, the character that she plays in Silver Linings Playbook. And how is she similar?
Well, that last sentence from yesterday is when you talk to her, you get the sense, you get the feeling that she's as outspoken as Tiffany with her same inability to suffer fools or be fake.
Okay, so she is not able to. She just can't do it. There are two things. First of all, be fake, we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of not really being honest or transparent about who you are and how you feel. In other words, it's easy for her to be very open about what she thinks. But what about this idea of suffering fools?
I actually really like this idea. The term is technically not suffer fools gladly, and that just means to have very little patience with people you think are silly or have stupid ideas. So it's just they're saying that maybe Jennifer Lawrence and Tiffany, they're not going to put up with people they think are a little dumb, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of relate to that one.
Naomi's always been that way. Yeah. and when you don't suffer fools gladly, you actually will say something to the people right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Just be nice.
Yes.
Say something.
And again, I've seen interviews like this with her. One of my favorites was when a reporter said, "How did you get ready for the Oscars, you know, for this award ceremony?" And she sort of said, "Well, what do you mean? I got up and I took a shower and I put my dress on and it fit, so I came here." You know, so she has this right. ability to say, you know, that was kind of a silly question. Yeah. Not in a rude way exactly, but in a funny way and just sort of saying, you know, I see through you a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that where other people, they will challenge the reporters. They'll say, "Why did you ask such a question?"
Right, right.
Yeah.
But she does it in a very fun way, I think. Mm. So, and you see that coming through with Tiffany's character as well, where she doesn't stand for nonsense from people. She just says the truth about how she really feels. Now, we're getting into today how she exactly landed this role, how she got the role of Tiffany. So let's learn about it in our first reading on page 17.
A good egg. Russell auditioned Lawrence over Skype, a first for him. He'd seen her in Winter's Bone and was impressed by her physicality and her on-screen maturity. And for their virtual confab, she'd put on heavy makeup and done her hair as Tiffany would. Russell, who's directed Christian Bale and George Clooney, was smitten. "Off-screen," says Russell, "she's equally captivating. She's a good egg. She's a lot of fun, and she enjoys her life. She likes people. She likes living. She likes food," says Russell, who says that between takes, Lawrence would joke around and chat with the crew. And then you think, is she paying attention? And the cameras go on, and she knocks it out of the park.
Okay, our subheading for this first reading is a good egg. And you might notice in actually not just English, in a lot of languages, we sometimes have idioms that involve comparing people to food.
Yeah. Well, this is a funny one, a good egg. And that just means that somebody is like a really good person. Yeah. And they are what they are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she is a really good person. This is according to David O. Russell, her director in Silver Linings Playbook. Now, we find out about her audition, the way she got this role.
That's right. She auditioned for the role over Skype, which is the internet telephone that you can video chat with people.
Right. So this was a first for him, something he hadn't done before, but it sounds like he really, really wanted to consider her for the role.
Well, you know, first, he had seen her in the movie Winter's Bone, and he really liked her role and her playing and acting in that. He liked her physicality, her movements, her ability to do a lot of different things physically, and then her maturity. She was portraying a 17-year-old in this movie and yet portrayed a character that was very mature.
Right. So we talked a bit about that on-screen maturity. Like we also said, we thought she might have been older than 22 based on her mm-hmm. role in Silver Linings Playbook. But when we talk about physicality, there's more to that.
Yeah. I think that for that, in the movie Winter's Bone, she was doing so many physical things that for a girl was a little bit out of the ordinary. She was hunting. She was fighting. And it just showed that she was maybe a person who was strong and not willing to just roll over and let people
right.
take
and
advantage.
She is strong, too. She's mm-hmm. not maybe the typical Hollywood actress mm-hmm. that seems a little underfed.
Completely agree.
You know, she has a strong shape. You can tell that she does eat, and we'll come back to that in a minute. But coming again to the Skype conversation.
We call it a virtual confab there in line 31. And, of course, virtual meaning you know, anything that's done digitally over the internet. We're not there in person, but we're using a, you know, this connection to talk. And confab is just another way of calling a conversation or a meeting.
Right. So what did she do for this Skype date?
Well, she made herself look like what she thought Tiffany would do. She put on a lot of heavy makeup, which maybe means that her eyes and her lips were really done up, and she did her hair the way she thought Tiffany would.
Okay. And so David O. Russell, did he think this was silly?
He was smitten.
Ah.
Yeah, and smitten means that you really like something, somebody. You're almost falling in love.
Right.
So, yeah.
He was very impressed. And to give you an idea of his standards, they mentioned that he's directed Christian Bale and George Clooney, who are considered a couple of the top actors in the world today. And so if he's usually impressed by the likes of them, and he was impressed by her, that's saying something about the quality of what she does.
Right. And so he's used to top quality. And here's this young actress. He's doing this audition, you know, virtually. Normally it's done in person.
Yeah.
And she is so impressive that she can impress him over Skype, a virtual confab.
Right. Now, speaking of some of these big name actors, it's true that in Hollywood, you often hear stories about people who maybe play very likable characters on screen, but there's a hidden truth to their personalities. And maybe behind the scenes, they're very demanding or impatient or rude or whatever the case may be. However, in this case...
Well, it says off screen, Jennifer Lawrence is equally captivating. And captivating just means she is interesting, exciting, attractive, maybe fun to be around.
Mm-hmm. And so she does not have that sort of double personality that we hear about with some celebrities.
Right. There's that term, good egg. She's very real. And he continues by saying she's a lot of fun and enjoys her life. She likes people, likes living. And I really like this one. She likes food.
Yes. Now, again, this might be a little bit unusual in Hollywood. There are a lot of people on very strict diets in this town. And so to hear that an actress enjoys food is maybe a little unusual, too.
I personally think it's very refreshing, and that's one of the things that makes Jennifer Lawrence likable. She's done a few interviews where she talked about her role in The Hunger Games, and she refused to diet for the role, basically. She wanted to make herself look strong, as in well-muscled, but not underfed.
Right, and she basically said that she didn't want younger girls to look at her and say, "Oh, I want to be as skinny as this character," which I find very refreshing. She's not so concerned about looking her absolute tiniest or whatever. She's more concerned about being a positive role model. And, you know, in Silver Linings Playbook, she looks gorgeous, fantastic, but not overly slim. And I think that's nice, too. It's good to see someone who looks a little bit healthier on screen. And so Russell also mentions that between takes, and what do we mean by that?
Well, when we mean between takes, a take is when they're officially filming a scene for the movie that will be used in the film. That's a take, and then you have a break. We're talking about between these scenes that are filmed. And David O. Russell says that Lawrence would joke around and chat with the crew.
Right, and that's nice and friendly, but there could also be a concern there.
Right. He goes on to say, you know, he wonders, is she paying attention? Like, is she really trying to do the best job that she can, or is she just playing around right now?
Right. Is she taking her job seriously, or is she just here to have fun? And what's the answer?
Well, the answer is the cameras go on and she knocks it out of the park. She hits a home run.
Okay, which means?
Yeah, she did a great job.
Yeah. Right.
Now, this is really interesting because, remember, we did the story about Steven Spielberg's Lincoln film a month or two ago. And Daniel Day-Lewis is a complete opposite. Daniel Day-Lewis uses like method acting where he stayed in the role of Abraham Lincoln throughout the day. And he was completely serious about it. That works for him. For Jennifer Lawrence, it works that in between takes, joke around, have fun, maybe eat some food.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they both work. It depends on the actor.
Right. Very interesting to hear about the different methods that actors use. And I'm impressed with this. I like the idea of someone who doesn't take themselves, again, so seriously that they can't enjoy their work while they're working. However, speaking of work, we hear next from Jennifer on her own views of her job. Let's continue on page 17 in the second column.
It's just a job. Lawrence says acting is her job, not her life. She's never taken drama classes and attributes many of her achievements to simple good fortune. While she understands the fascination with what she does, she's quick to point out that she's paid to say lines, not resuscitate ER patients or pull people from burning buildings. I'm still in touch with reality, and I see this business for what it is, which is a playground. I'm playing. I work at imagining things. None of this is real. None of this actually matters, she says.
It's just a job. Now, have you ever said that about your work, Bill?
Yes.
Why?
Not my work here at Studio Classroom, but previous jobs that I've had. And the reason I said that is because maybe I didn't enjoy it that much. It wasn't a lot of fun. I didn't take it so seriously. I wasn't changing the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think even in an important job and a meaningful job like the one that we have here, mm-hmm. it's still important to sometimes take a step back and say, hey, it's just a job. It's okay if everything, you know, doesn't revolve around this one part of my life. It's good to have other things going on as yeah. well, to have some balance in your life. And so what does Jennifer Lawrence say about her work?
Well, she says acting is her job, not her life. Kind of exactly what you just said, Naomi. She knows that she acts, but that's her job. And outside of that, she is a person outside of that. She mm-hmm. does have a life outside of acting.
And maybe different interests mm-hmm. and other things to do with her time. So she's never taken drama classes. That's interesting. Kind of unusual, again, in the acting world.
Mm-hmm. And then she attributes many of her achievements to simple good fortune. Mm. And, you know, when we attribute something, that's a verb. We are giving credit to something. And she's giving credit to just good luck.
Right. She's saying, I was kind of in the right place at the right time. I met the right people and it just kind of happened, which I think probably makes some actors a little bit green with jealousy, mm-hmm. actually. Because some people work very hard to be successful in this field. And it sounds like she kind of had it handed to her. But for that reason, it seems like she is able to have a good perspective on it.
That's right. She says that she does understand why people are fascinated with her job, but she's quick to point out that she's paid to say lines, which I really like because I think that a lot of times we put actors and actresses on these pedestals, but she right here brings it back down to reality. And she's like, hey, guys, all we're doing is talking here right now.
Yeah. We romanticize them and we idolize mm-hmm. them. And we say, they're so amazing. They're my hero. And she says, well, that's nice, but I'm just saying lines.
Yeah, she doesn't resuscitate ER patients or pull people from burning buildings. Resuscitate ER means emergency room patients. And resuscitate means actually just a we bring them back to life almost. If they might be unconscious, we breathe into them or we might use certain equipment to actually save them from dying.
Right. And so she's not saving people's lives. Mm-hmm. And so she's basically telling her audience, don't worship me, so mm-hmm. to speak. Don't give me more praise than I deserve. I'm just saying lines. It's a fun job. I like it, but I'm not a hero. I think that's excellent to hear.
Yeah, I agree. She's telling everyone that in the grand scheme of things, her job is not as important as a lot of people who are doing a lot more good maybe in the world.
So, that's basically yeah. what she says in that quote.
Yeah. And she continues by saying, I'm still in touch with reality and I see this business for what it is. I like this, which is a playground.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she realizes I'm playing and she's playing a role. So it's almost like pretending, even stuff we do when we're a child.
Yeah.
I'm a policeman. I'm an astronaut. I'm a baseball player.
Right.
Yeah.
I work at imagining things. Oh, I think that's why, actually, a lot of us would love to be actors in some part of our hearts, because we think, oh, I could just play all day.
Well, then you get to be these amazing people, maybe, that are portrayed in books, and mm-hmm. you get to bring them to life, which
right.
I like.
Yeah. But she says at the same time, none of this is real. And I think that's important. You know, movies are movies and life is life. But then she says none of this actually matters. I'm not sure I totally agree with her on that.
Yeah, it's – you don't want to discount it too much. Okay, she's playing a role and maybe she's not changing the world, what she thinks. However, it does matter to some degree because mm-hmm. it does – it makes people happy. Mm-hmm. It brings some joy to people's lives. They're entertained. Some of it does matter.
Well, and I would go beyond that. Yeah. I think looking at a couple of the roles that I've seen her in, first of all, Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games could absolutely be a role model in a lot of ways to people.
Right. One thing I think of is in Winter's Bone, she was a 17-year-old girl taking care of her two younger siblings because her mom was sick and not really there, and her dad had abandoned them. And she saved them from losing their home and starving to death, basically.
Mm. And I think Silver Linings Playbook is also a very important movie in that it helps people understand more about mental illness and how to support each other. And so while I think her perspective of saying, you know, this isn't the most important work in the world, I think that's fantastic. At the same time, I think she's selling herself a little bit short by saying it doesn't matter.
She's being a little too self-deprecating.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But continuing on, we find out she is on the right track. Let's hear our final reading.
On the right track. Russell doesn't think Lawrence will end up on the topical young Hollywood burnout track. She went from being this somewhat anonymous girl to becoming this. It's still happening with a great deal of propulsion. It's interesting to see it happen in real time, to see her start to feel her own presence. She's handling it very well.
So remember again that Jennifer Lawrence is only 22 years old, and we've seen a lot of pretty sad stories of young actors and actresses starting out on a very good, healthy track and getting sidelined by just the glamour of Hollywood, drugs, rock and roll, all that scary stuff. You know, they make bad choices. Are we afraid about this for Jennifer?
Well, David O. Russell doesn't think Lawrence will end up on that topical young Hollywood burnout track. Topical would be something that is current event. It's something that people are talking about, and it is important to people right now.
Okay. The young Hollywood burnout track is basically the same road that all these young actors seem to be following of ending up, you know, getting charged for driving while, you know, intoxicated or whatever. But he says, no, I don't think this is going to happen to her. Why?
Well, he says that she went from being a somewhat anonymous girl, someone who was not well known, to becoming this. And when he says this, I think he just means this girl who almost everyone knows her face right now. She's done so much that we know who she is now.
Mm-hmm. And it's still happening with a great deal of propulsion.
Yeah, propulsion. That specialized term means a force that pushes something forward. We think of you need a lot of propulsion to get a rocket ship off the ground or to get a large truck moving. So that's energy that gets something moving and keeps it going.
Right. So he says it's interesting to see it happen in real time, to just watch this process, see her start to deal with her fame and so on. He thinks she's handling it very well, and I hope she'll continue to. Well, before we wrap up, let's go to today's feature.
Hey, Max, what are we going to do this weekend?
Well, I thought we'd go to dinner on Saturday night at the new French restaurant Le Précis Château and then see a movie.
Oh, that sounds captivating. A romantic dinner, then a movie. Have you checked to see what's at the theaters?
You know me, Sandy. I'm very proficient at making plans and doing my research.
Yes, you are. So, what do you think?
How about if we go see High School Insanity. It's a comedy about five teenage guys who act crazy at graduation parties.
Max, you know that I don't suffer fools gladly. I'm surprised you would suggest that.
Oh, I just thought you might need some laughs since you've been working so hard.
I appreciate the thought, but I prefer something with a little more depth.
Okay. What about this other one? Silver Linings Playbook?
Oh, the film with Jennifer Lawrence in it. Absolutely. I've read some great reviews on it.
Really? What's it about?
Jennifer Lawrence plays a mouthy dancer who makes friends with this loose cannon played by Bradley Cooper. It's kind of a mixture of comedy and drama.
What? No chase scenes, explosions, and computer graphics?
Nope, just good writing and acting. And the subject matter is quite topical, yet seldom dealt with in movies.
Okay. We'll go see Silver Linings Playbook, and I guess I'll just rent a DVD of High School Insanity later.
Thank you for accommodating me, Max.
It's good to compromise sometimes when it comes to your movie choices, right?
Yeah, it's good for the relationship. Yeah, you have to give in a little bit.
You know, that's kind of part of what's covered in Silver Linings Playbook as well. There's a lot of give and take in their relationship.
Yeah, they both have to accommodate each other. Mm-hmm. So, and you talk about this idea of actually mattering, and I was thinking about her character in this movie, Tiffany. She's pretty good at drawing some boundaries, and she doesn't let the Bradley Cooper character off the hook. Mm-hmm. She holds him to some of his promises in this movie, and I really like that. That's a great lesson for people.
Yeah, I agree. It's just a really interesting movie all around. But I am curious to hear all of your thoughts about Jennifer Lawrence. Are you a fan? Have you heard of her before? Which of her movies did you like and why? How can our listeners get in touch with us and let us know, Catherine?
Well, they can go to the English Corner at studioclassroom.com.
That's true, and there's a lot of other great features at our website as well, like our discussion questions, topic talks, different article excerpts, and of course you can leave comments after each article as well. What else?
You could visit the Studio Classroom Facebook page. There's lots of discussion there as well.
Bill, I know you hang out there sometimes.
I always check out, and I always like to see our listeners' comments, and I'll leave a comment or two once in a while.
Excellent. And don't forget, you can also send us an email, advanced@studioclassroom.com. We always love to hear from you. Thanks for being with us today, and we'll see you again soon for another article. Until then, this is Naomi.
Bill.
Catherine.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.